todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 20, 2012. This is episode 34 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Remove and replace grout and sealant in bathtub and shower. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Love Built on Sand by The Animated Egg, recorded on Studio 102 Essentials from 2008. Have a listen at amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Subscribe, connect with us, listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do list. On my to-do list today, remove and replace grout and sealant in bathtub and shower. I'm telling this story because one of the drivers or motivators of the To-Do List Home podcast is to pay back years of using the internet for research. My home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how I put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we are trying to make a better life. I want to save you the trouble of visiting three or four different websites or referring to different books and, more importantly, wasting time and money going to the home store for help that is hard to find. I want todolisthome.com to be your one-stop shop for home and life projects. By doing this, I hope to save you time, provide some humor that is hard to find, and if any of this turns out to be life-altering, all the better because I know how hard that is to find amongst all the muck on the web. Today's episode is another example of me explaining a project or idea and compiling the most useful information to help you when you do these things efficiently and cost-effectively. Unfortunately, I make a lot of goofs, and I hope to learn from you at the same time. Although the photos do a fine job of telling this story, they don't explain why it took so long to put this on my to-do list. Nor do they tell how long the project actually took. Well, they do, but they don't go into detail why it took as long as it did. But first, a disclaimer. Regrouting a tile and resealing a bathtub is not fun work. It's laborious and time-consuming. And the time it takes the average homeowner to do this could possibly be justified in hiring a professional to do it. But we at todolisthome.com don't like to give up so easily. On the todolisthome.com website, I have posted some photos that show before, after, and after again of what our upstairs bathroom looked like before we bought our home 3 years ago, what it looked like in September, and what it looks like today. Basically, this was a nice restoration job that shows just how fast bathroom tile grout can become moldy and dirty, as well as the bathtub sealant. We tried to be conscientious about keeping the shower and tub dry between uses, but obviously we weren't being vigilant enough, or we started too late with using towels, and even they weren't as effective as we thought. I finally got tired of using Mr. Clean magic erasers and gave up on their usefulness. And before I got around to putting this reseal and regrout job on my to-do list, I too often caught my wife trying to scrub the grout between the tiles with the magic eraser, and finally one day I said, "I'm going to fix this once and for all." I guess it took so long to get this on my to-do list because I enjoy working outside more than inside, or that I came across the information in the disclaimer before I began the project, and that put me off from wanting to jump into it. I also really didn't know the best way to clean grout or to reseal a tub. I knew if I was going to do this, it would take a bit of time, and I didn't want to repeat unnecessary work. So sometime near the end of September, I told my family I was going to start the bathtub restoration job, and volunteers were required. My first step was to do a little web research, as always, and try to gauge what tools and equipment I would need to get this job done effectively, and of course without spending too much money. Rule number one is something I learned in the Army, and that is always to work with proper tools and proper equipment. I had attempted to clean the tile grout with a Webb-recommended mixture of vinegar and baking soda. I gave this an earnest attempt more than once, but the grout was not coming clean. I even talked my children into helping with the job, and they gave an honest evening's work one Friday, but progress was still not being made. Then I moved on to more drastic cleaning with a cleaner made of a little bleach and a lot of water in a spray bottle. I let the stuff sit overnight after I sprayed it, as it's recommended, but that didn't even make a dent in the cleaning. A little further research revealed that a grout saw would be a fine tool to have to get this job closer to being finished. The rule to remember with these different home jobs is, as I said, always using proper tools and equipment. After I got some more information, which I linked to in today's show notes, I drove to the local home store on a Friday evening in early October, and I was glad that it was late because that meant there were not many people inside. I tried to find the tools, grout, and sealant for the job on my own, but as usual, trying to find stuff in the home store sucked. For some unknown reason, the home store refuses to provide easy-to-understand and detailed directories. Luckily, there was a friendly clerk near the tools section, and I approached him with my questions. He was an older fella and seemed like he should know what he was talking about, and after a few minutes of telling him about my project, he confirmed his authoritative knowledge. Together we traversed a few different aisles looking for the necessary items. The home store clerk explained his experience with resealing and regrouting and was supplying my cart with the items such as a grout float, a grout saw, blue masking tape, silicone sealant, and sandy almond grout because they were out of white. And he said this would be fine. And then I went to the plumbing department to get a couple of new handles for the bath slash shower. I made my purchase and drove home feeling like I spent money well. I should have known better. As usual, when I visit the home store, if I am not specific, or if I am even just a bit unsure, I end up getting the wrong information and making a wrong purchase. Apparently, I didn't do enough web research on regrouting and let the clerk talk me into getting a sandy grout that was not what I was replacing, or even the right color for the job. That's why I hate going to the freaking home store, unless I know exactly what I want and where it is. When I got home, I realized the grout I purchased was not what was needed for the job. It cost just $7, so I didn't feel an urgent need for an immediate return. I did get a refund for the grout later. And besides, I had plenty of work ahead of me with trying to remove the old grout, or at least the stained grout. So instead, I researched a little bit on Amazon and I found what I needed. I link to the quick seal grout I purchased for only $2 in today's show notes. The next day is when the time consumption aspect of the job started to sink in. The first thing I did was layer the tub with a large sheet of plastic to protect it as best as possible. In order to remove the grout, I had to carefully use the grout saw meticulously in between each and every stained crevice between the tiles. I was averaging about 5 minutes per square foot, but then realized that this was not going to be enough. You know, doing the cleaning of the grout would have to be done more than once. It was not all coming off just in a once-over. I would have to do a twice-over. So I barely got a few square feet before I called it a day. The next day at some point, I convinced myself to have another go at it. I had promised the family that this would be a quick 1 to 2 week job, but we all soon realized that Dad's heart wasn't in it, and it would be a while until we showered or bathed in the yellow bathroom again. Having a second full bathroom was a true blessing during this time. It wasn't until about the beginning of November, after Halloween festivities had come to an end, that I again told my family that the end was in sight, and I had made some earnest attempts to remove more of the stained and moldy grout. I kept apologizing to my wife, but I'm pretty lucky in the choice I made because she never once complained or made fun of how slow the job was going. She seemed glad that her days of using the Mr. Cleaner eraser were over. It was important to be careful because one slip of the grout saw, which is just a little handheld tool with a carbide grip blade, and you can easily scratch the tile, and that can't be fixed. I was pretty fortunate because every time I wished to call it a day, or not even begin after coming home from work, my daughter would get me at it, and she was actually quite helpful. By the second week in November, the grout was about as clean as we could get, and I then proceeded to remove the moldy sealant and found info on the web that recommended a little WD-40 spray to put on the sealant for easy removal. The sealant was really good on the tube, but the WD-40 worked like a charm. After each time we worked in the tub, we were careful to vacuum the tub with our shop vac, and now, near Thanksgiving, we were ready to apply the grout and seal it. But we went to my hometown soon after that, and then it was time to get ready for Christmas with decorations and other plans. I kept promising the family that the bathroom would be ready well before Christmas. However, the pressure didn't really start to apply until I thought that guests would soon be coming over, and I couldn't really send them to a bathroom that wasn't as convenient as the yellow one, because then conversations might begin about how long the bathroom was being worked on and what kind of job I was doing, and really didn't want anybody to see that work. I wasn't sure any conversations would actually take place like that, but I didn't want to risk it. So 10 days before Christmas, I was highly motivated, and Christmas music was playing. I started to apply the quick grout and couldn't believe how easy it was to apply and how great the regrouted tiles started to look. It was still hard to complete the job in one turn due to the care and meticulous nature of the work. The grout was replaced in full 7 days before Christmas, and I was only left with replacing the handles and resealing the tub. I made the mistake of first placing blue masking tape above and below where the sealant was to go, because that was one of the things I learned from the web. Whatever I did, it was wrong, because when I went to remove the tape the next day, all of the sealant came off with it. I was pissed, but I had a beer and wiped everything clean. Then I proceeded to place a bead of sealant around the tub, this time without the tape, and as you can see in the show notes, it came out pretty good for a novice like me. I told my family we still could not use a bathtub or shower for at least a few more days to allow for proper drying, but I couldn't help showing it off to them and congratulating my kids because they did have a good role in helping to get the job to the finish stage. The thing I like about putting these episodes on the web is I started this website because I wanted a place to help me keep track of all of these different home projects I come up with. They come and go and you forget about them and you forget, you know, the care and time and effort and the attempts you're making to make your home a better place, whether it's outside in the gardens or trying to save money on the internal work by doing it myself. Also, it serves as a record for my kids. We take good care of this home. It'll be there someday, and they'll be able to have a record to fall back on of how to do things around here. And it also provides them with a sense of accomplishment, too. Who knows, someday this could be a pretty cool school project for them because there's numerous things they've helped with that are shown on the todolisthome.com website in the videos and podcasts, and they may actually find that applicable to future work. So I hope you found this episode a bit informative and useful for helping you with your projects. Thanks for listening. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.